Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Matt Quatrero inside the K. Q, how are you? How you been?
I'm doing great, Vern. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's nice to see those jerseys. It's nice to see people that deserve to be wearing Royals jerseys, whether they're fans, players, or coaches, walking around Kauffman Stadium. It makes you feel like it's getting close, and it's been too long. I've been bored for a very long time, Q.
Yeah, it is good to see, you know, and it's funny just as the offseason goes and you talk to players on the phone or whatever it is, and as soon as you see them, it's real. And now it's like, okay, you know, a couple weeks ago, visited some players, and I was like, all right, now I got my juices flowing a little bit. It's time to go. And then when you see the fans added to the mix, it gets really close, and you start thinking, all right, you can taste like opening day is not that far away.
And you spoke last season about how it was starting to become clear at this time last year at Royals Rally that, wow, these guys are coming together pretty quickly, even though, you know, last year there were a lot of new faces.
Yeah, last year really stood out how quickly all those guys kind of came, you know, gelled at this event and the dinner afterwards and that kind of stuff. This year, they know each other a lot better, but it's still cool to see because the families are here. You know, the wives were here last night with a lot of the guys and just how close they got last year, and it's just picking up where they left off. You know, and that stuff's tangible. You can tell when people like each other and you're around them and they choose to do things together with the families. And we have so many young kids that are along with these families. And, you know, it's a really special atmosphere. And then adding Carlos with his family here this weekend, it's really nice to watch.
I know last year, and this is a different team and a different season. But, you know, you hear about culture, right? The Chiefs have great culture. Vinny's New York Jets do not have a great culture. How do you get the great culture that you had last year to carry into 25?
Well, it starts with the great people, you know, and I think that's one thing that we've done here since I've been here, but clearly before too, because you don't just start that and all of a sudden have a great culture, right? Or environment, whatever the right word is. But the people that are back lived through that last year, and they understand what it took to be that and have that environment day in and day out. And we have a lot of those guys back. So that's part of it, but it's got to be intentional too. We talk about it. We understand the difference between, you know, going the extra mile to help your teammate or their family and not doing that. And we understand how those things can compile and really add up at the end of the day.
It's going to be pretty neat throughout the summer. At least I'm looking forward to it. 40th anniversary of the 85 championship, the 10-year anniversary of the 2015 championship to go along with, you know, everything you guys did last year to kind of send a jolt through the baseball fans throughout Kansas City. You got a taste of that last year with the 2014 reunion. Are you looking forward to seeing those championship teams come back? Are we going to start to see them matriculate in the way that they did last spring? Are you planning on implementing them?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm a baseball fan. You know, history of the game and, you know, those that 85 team, what a magical season that was, clearly to end with the World Championship. And then 2015, I wasn't as excited about it back then because I was working for Cleveland. But, clearly, I think that was a – you know, the Royals have always brought back their Hall of Famers in spring training, so the Willie Wilsons, Amos Otis, those guys are around. Clearly, George is there all the time, and that's special in and of itself. But then last year we started bringing around – we brought Wade Davis, Shields, Greg Holland. If I'm missing somebody, I might be missing somebody in that mix. But this year we're expanding that, and we're going to have, you know, guys like Volquez and Soria and Gordo and those Hosmer, and those guys will be around. They'll be spaced out through the spring. But to me, that's important because, you know, we might take for granted 10 years ago, we all knew what was going on, but some of our players are in their early 20s, right? And that's, those guys might not be as aware of those guys. And to bring the history of the organization around on a regular basis and have them share their experiences with the players, it's energizing. And those guys, you know, knowing those guys for the people they are and what they want to contribute to the future success of the Royals is really special.
And I would imagine that helps in creating that culture that carries year in and year out when you see championship teams serving as what could be the standard moving forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, you hope so. Yeah, and the other part about that is those guys deserve to be recognized by the current generation of players. You know, and some of them are very recently retired, so it's not like they've been off the scene for very long. But things happen quickly in this world, right? And 10 years ago is a long time in some respects to some of these guys. So I think it never hurts, especially when you're bringing back the quality of person that those guys are and what they want to see happen with the Royals moving forward. They're proud of what they did, but they want to see us succeed too. And that comes through loud and clear. So to have them be around and share their wisdom and their development, and you know, who knows who it's going to impact. And we hope that it really does, not only for our major league team, but they're really selfless guys. They talked last year, Wade and Greg talked to the minor league guys as well. And so we'll incorporate some of those things. These guys just want to be around, and they said, we'll do anything we can to help.
I remember, and I brought this up to JJ, when you guys clinched the postseason spot last year, Salvi's in the clubhouse doing an interview with Joel Goldberg, and he says, you know, I hope we win the World Series this year, but even if we don't, this is what we're playing for. You know, this is obviously what I'm always playing for, but now this clubhouse knows this is the standard for Royals baseball. How much in your off-season conversations with the players was that thought permeating through the phone?
Oh, immensely, yeah. I mean, we're trying to, you know, it wasn't just a phone call. We have a meeting with the guys in November, Zoom, kind of lay out what our thoughts are on the previous season. Okay, and now it's time to move on. Like, you guys like that, right? And now it's time to continue to push the envelope so that we're better this year. Right. You know, you can talk about it all you want and say we want to be in the playoffs, but you got to earn it, and you got to earn it by getting better, because every other team is going to be trying to get better too. So we talk about that a lot.
Anyone stand out to you as far as those off-season conversations where you're excited to see what they have in 2025? I know that's tough asking the manager, but is there a bat, is there an arm where you're like, man, they've been working their tail off, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do?
Well, I mean, sounds a little cliche, but I have seen these guys throughout the offseason and talked to them all work extremely hard, and that's what it takes, right? I mean, you know, when we had the winter meetings in Dallas, Hoove and I went over to watch Bobby work out, and we both immediately commented on, like, well, he's not taking anything for granted, right? I mean, he was going like crazy in that gym. Then, you know, we've had coaches go out and meet players and see things. The reports have been great on MJ. They've been great on Salvi. You know, it's just fun to know that these guys are invested as they are and trying to get better. So I'm excited to see them all, you know, but those guys are the ones that most I've heard the most about this offseason. And, you know, they've put in a ton of work.
Just had a chance to meet Carlos Estevez. That's a guy that, well, not only does he have
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
A big arm, but just seems like a big heart. Yeah. Just seems like a good guy as well.
Man, when we had the call with him the other day, we had a Zoom call with Brian and myself and JJ and Scott and the agency. I mean, immediately the energy, the professionalism, the care comes through, and the press conference today was almost identical to that. And just everyone we've heard from and what he means to the teams that he's on, and his selflessness fits in perfectly with what's going on here. And he wants to win. He got a taste of it last year being traded to the Phillies. They came up short too, but he wants to continue to do that, and he knows this is a place that can happen.
I was telling JJ, I think may have made my job difficult, because last season, to me, there wasn't much debate on the postgame show. Of course, Q should let Waka, Lugo, Reagans face that lineup a third time in the sixth and seventh innings. Now, with the amount of firepower you have in that bullpen, I feel like me and the callers are going to be having a few more debates than we did.
Well, that's why we did it. That's why we did it, to get ratings up in the post game, so you can yell at people and all that.
Well, it's about me. Yeah, I understand that.
We knew that.
But how do you feel about your bullpen and how some of the new faces, at least compared to this time last year, Ursig, Harvey, and Estevez, how they can best be deployed?
Yeah, well, we're excited about it, first of all. And, the way I look at it, Vern, to be honest, I mean, it's a 13-man pitching staff. So whether we have five great starters or eight great relievers, you can never have enough good players out there, right? Because somebody's going to get hurt, there's going to be underperformance, and it's just part of the game, right? So the fact that all of these guys have said, pitch me wherever, that selflessness, we can deploy them however we want. And we got a lot of guys back as well, and Sam Long and Zerpa and Lynch and, all kinds of guys to be excited about. I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out of that mix. But to have that kind of, like you said, firepower, and it's those guys all throw hard, but they can also pitch.
Right.
Because we know you can go out there and shoot it out of a gun. Somebody's going to turn it around.
Yeah.
So there's craft involved, and that's part of the thing, talking to Carlos specifically recently, he's talking about, I need to continue to work on my command and pound the zone and use my pitches and not become predictable. So he's learned a lot over his 8-plus years in the big leagues, and it's not just about throwing as hard as you can. It's about pitching and getting guys out, but the strikeout is certainly a big part of it.
Manager Matt Quatrero, a few more minutes here on 96.5 The Fan. What does a Bobby Witt Jr. offseason workout look like? How high intense? Are you watching saying, all right, calm down just a little bit. Careful of those ankles.
It probably looks a lot like yours, Vern, to be honest.
No, that's just crushing beers. That's not a workout. I don't advise anybody to do that.
It was cool because he was in a group setting the one day we saw him with a bunch of guys from different organizations and free agents, and kind of a circuit training thing that they were doing that day. But that doesn't do it justice. I mean, these guys were doing max effort, push-ups on kettlebells with weights on their back and pull-ups and all kinds of stuff that they were really getting after it. Now, this was early December, so I'm sure it's not the same every single day, but they were doing sprint work. They were doing VersaClimber. It was intense. And to see those guys all just dripping sweat at the end of the day, they were putting the work in.
What excites you about Bobby Witt Jr.'s 2025? Obviously, we saw what he did last year, but is there a next level, in your opinion?
Sure.
What does that look like?
Everybody's going to try to continue to grow, right? I mean, that's what's exciting about Bobby is he's 24. You know, I mean, you think about what he's accomplished already, and but if you talk to him one-on-one, you see he's still a young person, right? And that's exciting because of the growth that you know is going to come mentally and the leadership that'll continue to grow organically. But on the field, I think like any hitter, you go through stretches where you expand a little bit or you're not quite as patient as you could be or you get caught up in your mind thinking you're looking for one thing and you get another, trying to limit those opportunities for the pitchers for him to get himself out offensively. And on the bases, he's talked about being a better base stealer, mm-hmm. More efficient base stealer, not necessarily running more, but being more efficient when he does it, better jumps, better reads, those kinds of things.
I apologize to Jonathan India in advance. I said it has to be annoying to be a professional ball player, have a great game, and then it's, hey, what do you think of Ellie De La Cruz out there? And letting them know that now it's going to be, hey, can you believe the freaky thing that Bobby Witt Jr. did out there, despite the fact that India just put up a 4-for-4. So with that being said, what's the best play you've seen Bobby make?
Oh, wow. The first thing that came to mind was that double play on the pop-up in L.A. last year playing the Dodgers, yeah. Running out. We've seen him make highlight reel plays on pop-ups all over the field, but that's the first one that came to mind,
sure.
Where he had the wherewithal to, get it back in and hit the cutoff and get the double play. That's the first one.
That's what I was looking for, and the fact is, I had four or five different plays I thought you might go with, and didn't even cross my mind on that one. Well, final thing for you, I did want to get your thoughts on this. Grammys are tomorrow, and I know you're a big music fan. The only song I'm guessing that you would have been tuned into, did you like the Beatles' Now and Then?
Yeah.
Did you like that song?
Yeah.
Did you see the video for it?
That's
up for best record of the year.
Okay. I didn't know. I mean, I haven't been following the nominees other than...
I just did last night.
Grateful Dead is going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award,
okay.
Or Lifetime... I don't know what the name of it is, but I heard that.
So you'll be dialed in then?
Dialed in, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a big sit-down, watch some TV kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I appreciate you being a sit-down and talk on the radio.
It's good to see you, Vern.
Kind of guy, Q. Appreciate it. I'll see you in a few weeks out in Arizona.
Let's do it. Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.